Good morning. How you feeling today? Yeah, I noticed. You don't seem to sleep as fitfully as when I first found you. I found this to be a relief. Here, I brought you some tea. Of course. I only save this kind for when it's cold out like this. Can you sit up all right? Ah, good. Here, take this. Sip it slow. Let me open the curtains. Some natural light will do us both good, yeah? The snow is building up quite nicely. It's very bright. Oh, this? I stumbled across it when I was cleaning up the basement. Yeah, when I was making that racket a few days ago. I thought you might find it useful. That's correct. I knew someone who... well... they were very sick for a very long time. Needless to say, they don't use it anymore. But I think if they were still alive today, they would want me to give it to someone who needed it more than they did. Here, brace yourself. I'll be as gentle as possible. Up we go. And there we are. Is the wheelchair comfortable? Oh, yeah, of course. I apologise. Let's get to showing you around, shall we? No, I understand. Being stuck in a cabin like this for so long can drive anyone mad. But I think we could help that out with a small tour. I've kept you in my bedroom for a good deal of your visit, and I'm sure you're familiar enough with the water closet at this point. Oh, here, these steps. These lead to the back door, and that leads to the porch. Perfect for going out and listening to the rain. And since the cabin was built with red cedar, it always smells nice in the rain. It's durable too. And this is the door to the basement I was speaking of. But I think we'll refrain from seeing that for now. The dust would be unbearable. Oh, the owls? Yeah, my mother was fond of owls. Some of these little statues were hers before they were mine. And this would be the sitting room. Well, it's more a library than a sitting room, I suppose. And look out the window. Can you see the mountains? Yeah, they're breathtaking. They're especially beautiful in the summer. Like an iceberg in a sea of colourful wildflowers. Oh no, I haven't read all the books here. I keep meaning to, but every time I tell myself I'm going to read something else, I end up reading one of my old favourites for the umpteenth time. Like this one, see? The binding's coming off in all these little threads. Are you fond of books? Ah, right, I see. I wasn't sure if you'd like them or if you were bored. I can grab a handful for you. Any requests? Brave New World. Yeah, I have it. I'm not very fond of it, though. I find it exhausting to read, honestly. I feel like if they could, people would try to make that a reality, and that frightens me. Wuthering Heights? Oh, of course. I think I liked this one when I read it as a schoolgirl. It's reassuring that someone out there agrees that a lot of your standards are rather silly. But it's been a long time since I picked it up. Perhaps I should read it again. What's this one? Ah, The Sorrows of Young Werther. I didn't know I still had this. No, it was a gift. We had a foreign exchange student from Germany. We got really close. This isn't a copy that's been translated into English. I was planning to learn German and go visit them in Dresden after they went back. I don't think the travel guides would do it justice. No, it's been a long time since I've seen this book. Perhaps it went missing one day. Maybe someone took it and then decided to put it back when they became bored with it. No, I don't like that one bit. Oh, I'm sorry, I was lost in thought. Here, you're more than welcome to look at it. Read as many books as you like. They're better company than most people in my experience. No, no, trust me. I've met more than I care to meet. It's why I came out here where no one could find me. Why I built this cabin from nothing. Why I built a home I could stand to call my own. What do I think of you? Well, I certainly don't hate you, but I also think you've become more than just a fixture. Makes me happy to have found someone who appreciates books as much as I do. You have wit and gratitude. You've had every chance to leave and every chance to abuse my goodwill, and you don't do either. You're real. You're real in a way that I don't see a lot of anymore. I think I can sleep easier at night knowing there are people like you in the world. Sorry, I didn't mean to tell you things that you weren't ready to hear. But I mean every word. I hope you accept them regardless. Thank you. I appreciate it. So, what next? Were there any other nooks and crannies that you wanted to explore? Oh, the kitchen, you say? I take it that your appetite's returning? No, no need to be embarrassed. It's a good sign. Come on, I'm sure we still have some deer jerky in the pantry. Of course, killed and skinned it myself. Huh. I thought people had a liking for independent women. Am I wrong?